Hi, this is the Todd Wright Toddcast. I am Todd Wright. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. All of my podcasts, like all my fantasy leagues, are always absolutely free. So allow me a minute or two to tell you who is paying the bill for all of us. Pin Chasers, Tampa Bay's best place to enjoy bowling food and fun. Three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. To make it even easier to have fun, download the Pin Chasers Extra app to make reservations, order food, track your scores, and earn cash back on every purchase. You get 10% back every time you visit. And be on the lookout for the next Bone Bowling Night, featuring Drew Garabo from Drew Garabo Live of 102.5 The Bone. Those are a lot of fun. For more information, go to pingchasers.net and start having fun. Brandon Legal Group. Guys, have you been paying permanent alimony for a while now? Are you aware that Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law, effective July 1st, 2023 in the state of Florida, the elimination of permanent alimony? Would you like to contact Brandon Legal Group? Because they can assist you in not paying permanent alimony going forward. It's that simple. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. For a free consult, click the box for a free consultation at BrandonLegalGroup.com. BrandonLegalGroup.com. Stop paying permanent alimony in the state of Florida as of July 1st, 2023. Permanent alimony no longer exists. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Social media, Instagram at ToddWright2121, Twitter at ToddWright2121. We can be Facebook friends. As long as you don't ask me to like additional pages, I'll be happy to follow you back and friend you. But if you like me to, if you want me to follow additional pages that you crank out, I don't do that to my friends. Don't do that to me. We would have a hard time being friends. Otherwise, you can friend me on Facebook. I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Okay, so the analytics say we are recording this on Monday morning, so we still have two Monday night games to play, Pittsburgh and Cleveland. So Cleveland could go 2-0. And we have what? Saints, Panthers, Saints could go 2-0. Probably one, I guess both, but probably at least one of Saints or Browns are going to win. I guess I would lean a little bit to the Saints. Maybe neither of them do. I believe both are on the road. But the analytics say that if you start this NFL season 2-0, you have a 61% chance of making the playoffs. If you start this NFL season 0-2, you have a 10% chance of making the playoffs. Let's start with the lower number, because the Panthers could be 0-2 after Monday night, the Steelers 0-2 after Monday night. We don't know. We don't know about that, but we can talk about 28 teams that already have two games in the books and play off these analytics at 0-2. Now, front and center for most is the Cincinnati Bengals, who lost to the Browns in their opener and then lost to the Ravens. We'll get to them on Sunday. So the Bengals are 0-2. A team with Super Bowl aspirations, with the highest paid quarterback currently in the National Football League, yada, yada, yada. And for those of you who say, see, the Bengals weren't as good as people said they were at 0-2. Guess what? They started 0-2 last year. And without some of the adversity they've dealt with this year. They won 12 of their last 14 last year, were basically unbeatable after Halloween. They won their division, they won two playoff games, and then only lost because of a bonehead personal foul penalty that allowed the Chiefs to kick a game-winning field goal and win the AFC Championship. So be careful with your finger pointing on Cincinnati at 0-2, because They just did this last year. They don't want to do it again, start 0-2. They did. They're not only capable of turning this thing around, there's evidence that they can turn this thing around. So I'd put the Bengals in that 10% right there. Now, can we find 9 other teams? Because 9 other teams means only the Bengals would pull it off if the Bengals are only 1 of 10. Honestly, if the Steelers lose to the Browns on Monday night, they could pull it off because Mike Tomlin will win at least 9 games, and in a 7-team playoff format that I still don't like in the NFL per conference, 9 might be good enough as a wild card. 9 probably not good enough to win that division. The other 0-2s, Broncos, they're bad. This is going to take a while to clean up for Sean Payton. Chargers, 0-2, serves them right. Lazy ownership, sticking with a head coach who is not head coaching material. You are wasting everyone's time. You are wasting big time talent. You are wasting one hell of an opportunity, considering the best team in the division is the defending champion Chiefs. They're off to a slower start. They might not be as good as previous years. We'll just throw that out there. But what are the Raiders really got? What are the Broncos got? I keep saying Staley should have been fired after blowing a 27-0 playoff lead in Jacksonville. Honestly, he should have been fired well before that. And Kellen Moore is there and ready to go. If you say, what are the Chargers waiting for? This is sort of the MO of Chargers ownership. They always take too long to do things. And often, they do the wrong thing. So, Chargers, Broncos aren't going to be playoff teams. Patriots, look, Bill Belichick now has a losing NFL record without Tom Brady as his starting quarterback. And now it's two more. It's now double digits under 500 without Brady as his starter. 0-2. Competitive against the Eagles, competitive against the Dolphins. Sure. Did they look as good as those other two teams? No. Are there little coaching things he can do, like what he came up with for the blocked field goal and maybe impacting the missed field goal late? Sure, that's still Bill Belichick, but no, Patriots aren't a playoff team. You've known that. Texans, no. That's just a lot for the new head coach to clean up. I don't think they have a franchise quarterback. The fact that they've already traded away, you know, next year's number one pick to draft 2 players in the top 3. This past year. You know, the Texans are sort of a nothing franchise. They really are. In their 2-decade plus of existence, they've really produced J.J. Watt, a sexual predator in Deshaun Watson, and they've never won a road playoff game, and they've never won a divisional playoff game. So that's not much impact on the National Football League. I like what someone sort of spouted off on recently on social media. And granted, it would take a purchase to get it done. You know, this year the Tennessee Titans are wearing throwbacks because they still carry the history of the Houston Oilers as a relocated team. And that's just sort of a slap in the face to the city of Houston. But I'm on board with the suggestion that you kind of fold everything involved with the Houston Texans logo and identity. You buy back the Oilers name. You buy back the logo. You buy back the color scheme. And you relaunch this franchise. Probably should have done it when you brought back D'Amico Ryans as the head coach, but you still don't have a franchise quarterback, so maybe you do it when you actually get one. I know it'll never happen, but that's what I think of the Houston Texans brand. So they're not going to the playoffs. In the NFC, let's see who's 0-2. The Cardinals are 0-2, going nowhere. Blew a, 21-point lead to the Giants. And kind of never a doubt. A Giants team that for six quarters looked like complete garbage to start the season, and then just the Giants start rolling. Because as Denny Green would say, the Cardinals are who we thought they were. Cardinals aren't going to the playoffs. I will point out there are no 0-2 teams in the NFC East. This, again, one of the better divisions in the NFL for the second year in a row. Three playoff teams last year, three teams from the division that all won playoff games last year, the NFC champion from last year, and the only loss of any team in the NFC East was the Giants to the Cowboys. The point being there that the only loss for any team in the NFC East was at the expense of another NFC East team. Vikings are 0-2. That is a very, very bad start. I still want to believe the Vikings are a playoff team. I'm not so sure after what I've seen the first 2 weeks. The Bears, everything I said about the Texans applied, although I think the Texans have a better head coach. For those of you who've been paying attention to what I've been saying since Justin Fields was drafted, I tried to tell you. He's not a franchise quarterback in the NFL. He cannot read defenses. There are intangibles at the pro level he does not have. He started 15 games for the Bears last year. They finished with the worst record in the NFL and had the number one pick until they traded it away. You might have wanted to put 2 and 2 together. Panthers could be 0-2 after tonight. Yeah, when I talked about some of my preseason prognostications, I said this one may come back to haunt me, but give me Carolina. Let's see. I think there's time for Carolina to get in the mix to win this very bad division. And let's look at the other three teams. The Saints were sort of the chalk pick. And I'm not a believer in their coach or their quarterback. The Falcons were sort of the sleeper pick. And I see it more as the end of Arthur Smith than a step forward for Arthur Smith in Atlanta. And then there were the Buccaneers, who are off to a 2-0 start. We'll get to them. No, I haven't changed my tune on the Buccaneers at all over the span of the entire season. So there sits Carolina as the other team, which I believe can grow and get better as the season goes on. We'll see. So even assuming the Panthers lose tonight, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4 teams in the NFC at 0-2. And then we would go to the AFC. Patriots would make it 5. Chargers, Broncos would make it 7. Bengals would make it 8. Texans, 9. Steelers, not sure there. Guessing they probably pull it off on Monday Night Football. We'll see. So there the Bengals sit. If 10% is the number, the Bengals are the choice. So let's go to the 2-0. 61% of teams, the analytics say, that start the NFL season 2-0 are going to make the playoffs. 61%. So we have the Dolphins, we have the Ravens. So just two teams in the AFC. Well, we could have the Browns. We could. But still, just two for now until the Monday night game is played. Cowboys, 3. Eagles, 4. Commanders, 5. What did I tell you about Ron Rivera? Niners, 6. Falcons, 7. Bucks, 8. Okay, so, and the Saints and Browns could. So let's say one of them do. That would be 9. So roughly, six of nine is close to 61%. So did I get that right? Two, three, let's see, eight. Yeah, the numbers work out. So we've got to kind of throw out roughly three of the two and zeros that aren't going to make the playoffs. Okay, this one's easy. Whether the Saints win or lose tonight, you've got to throw out all but one of the NFC South teams because there's not going to be a wild card here. It's going to be the division champ. So you can kick out two of the three. You choose. Kick out Falcons, Buccaneers, or Saints. Potentially, all three of them could finish behind Carolina if Carolina gets their act together and grows as the season goes on and Bryce Young plays his way into being a starting quality NFL quarterback. But you can kick out at least two of those right now. You choose. So now we only got to kick out really one more 2-0 team that's not going to make the playoffs. I'm not throwing out the Niners. I'm certainly not throwing out the Cowboys or the Eagles. Let's wait on the Commanders. You know I'm big on the Dolphins, so we're not throwing them out. Yeah, the Ravens could still, and the Browns could get to 2-0. Let's just say it's going to be the Ravens or the Browns aren't going to make the postseason. And maybe Washington. So right around there. So playing with those analytics, 61% of teams that start 2-0 make the playoffs, 10% of teams that start 0-2 make the playoffs. There are some thoughts from me. What are yours? Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Please listen to my other podcasts. If you are a fantasy player, please find the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast for season 8. Of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast via joebucksfan.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. And if you are a Survivor player and you play Survivor football and you have survived the first 2 weeks, please listen to my new podcast, the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast, available via joebucksfan.com, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, etc. You can always ask me about how to find any of my podcasts at write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks to Ping Chasers and Brandon Legal Group for making this podcast absolutely free for all of you. And we'll talk to you next time.